This place is heated entirely by the heat produced by Bitcoin miners, and this generates enough heat for the 14,000 square feet of the embassy to get heated. There's a lot of things that go on in the Bitcoin Embassy. It's three floors, so each floor has a different purpose. We have a co-working space where people who are working on Bitcoin-related projects or other cryptocurrency or distributed systems. There's also a Bitcoin ATM in the embassy where people obviously buy Bitcoins. On the first floor, there's also a trading desk where people can come and buy and sell Bitcoins as well. We organize Bitcoin meetups for beginners and also for advanced. We give out formations on how to use Bitcoin, install Bitcoin wallets, etc. It's very difficult for Bitcoin businesses to be banked in Canada. So while the day-to-day consumer and merchant adoption of Bitcoin might not be as high as in the US, I would say that per capita we have more VC investment, we have more ATMs, more Bitcoin advocacy groups, so it's different dynamics. The Canadian Senate was one of the first parliamentary body in the world to engage Bitcoin, first and foremost by gathering expertise and knowledge through an official study by a parliamentary committee. And it seems like they were quite favorable to Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. The way that we approached them was by showing them the potential that Bitcoin has for innovation. And specifically, innovation means new services, new platforms. These services and platforms are operated and created and maintained by people who are paid salaries, who pay taxes. So there is a definite economic potential for Canada. The concept of opting out is almost romantic. So participating in the Bitcoin economy itself is really rewarding, but it also puts a huge competitive pressure on governments, for example, to manage their money supply more responsibly. Now you have a real legitimate competitor to fiat money, which was not the case before. So pursuing and helping Bitcoin is a way to, in fact, not only create your own society, but to change the global society.